The Marxist infiltration of our country, the communist overtaking of the entire West, the transgenderism offensive movement is aimed at one thing: destroying God's creation. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, for 2,000 years, the position of the Catholic Church has been consistent. God created man and woman. The concept of transgenderism is absurd, an affront to God's creation. The church's position has always been the same, but as is the case with so many other churches, so-called believers are determined to test boundaries and try to overturn both millennia of teaching and the explicit, unambiguous word of God. In June of 2019, the Vatican published Male and Female, He Created Them, a statement on the transgenderism craze. Church's message was blunt. While all humans deserve love, it's false to say that sex and gender are distinct or that either can be changed. Transgender movement, the paper said, tries to annihilate the concept of nature. But no matter how clear the Vatican is, so-called Christians rebel, just like Satan rebelled against God at the dawn of creation. Catholic Church in Manhattan, St. Paul the Apostle, put up an exhibit titled, God is Trans. And when the Archdiocese of New York told them to cut it out, they changed the title to A Queer Spiritual Journey. None of this should have been a surprise, because a priest at the church gave a sermon saying that, quote, Christ is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer. But it's not just the modern Sodom along the Hudson River. At the University of St. Thomas, right here in Minnesota, an O'Keefe Media Group undercover video revealed that St. Thomas violates Catholic doctrine by assigning trans-identifying students to housing that doesn't match their actual biological sex. Then, of course, there's our supposedly Catholic White House occupant, Joe Biden, who basically worships at the altar of the false gods of transgenderism and abortion and pedophilia. And now we have this atrocity unfolding in California with Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Dodgers. For half a century, the Dodgers' radio broadcaster was Vin Scully, a devout Catholic. Supposedly, the organization has many Catholics within it, and of course, a whole legion of Catholic fans. But for the upcoming Pride Month, the LA Dodgers have invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to participate in festivities. For those unaware, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a revolting gay group who do public perverted stunts to shock people and offend Christians. After protests from some Catholic lawmakers and public figures, including Marco Rubio, the LA Dodgers rescinded the invitation. But then, over the weekend, they reversed course again and once again invited the sisters to perform. Bree Dale is the Rome correspondent for the Daily Wire with a press credential from the Vatican. You can read more of her work at BreeDale.com, and she joins us now. Bree, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Stu, for having me.
What has led the church to go so soft on this transgenderism movement? I mean, how can it be infiltrating our church?
Well, the church hasn't, Stu. I'm sure there are individuals in the church, just like Judas. Jesus chose all sorts to come into the church, and we have free will. So it isn't the church per se. Obviously, some individuals, as you mentioned, including some clergy, are involved in activism. We do know one particular individual who has been involved in some time, you know, crossing bridges and shaking hands and really leading the way in supporting the transgender movement, gay and lesbian movements and whatnot, would be Father James Martin. Also, you know, interestingly enough, has been connected to New York and is a Jesuit. But the Jesuit Pope himself was very clear in Hungary recently when he stated that transgenderism and really the whole gender ideological movements that we're seeing coming from the West are actually infiltrating the East and other parts of the world in a way that's like a colonialization, which I thought was very strong worded, but he's been very consistent in this. Sadly, we have activists on both sides of the aisle who try to politicize things, but the church has existed for 2,000 years, and there's been really a lot of upheaval in the past, and so it's not really much different now.
So we have to recognize the obvious elephant in the room, which is the slippery slope that we have created through the legalization of gay marriage, that then turned into the adoption of children, that then turned into the molestation of children. There's no denying the molestation of children inside of the church. Now we have, you know, transgender groomers and pedophiles and molesters reading books at our schools. So, I mean, hasn't the church's soft stance on homosexuality helped to increase the trajectory of the explosion of transgenderism?
Well, again, the church hasn't been soft in its wording, but there has been a support system for those people who identify themselves as same-sex attracted, who have been seeking some way of being able to understand this attraction in light of the 2,000 years of history and traditions, too. And what's interesting is that there are obviously those who are ideological saying that that means that the church or even Christianity agrees to accept the sin with the individual who's dealing with the sin. And that's not the case. But I recently saw a statement come out that a lot of people, actually Calvin Robinson, if you know of him, he made the statement, but a lot of people in the transgender movement or in the LGBTQ plus whatever else you want to add to that, identify themselves and their actual existence with their sexuality rather than to see that as being part of who they are as their identity. So when they see that the church says, no, it's intrinsically evil to have same-sex relations, they automatically apply that to themselves being intrinsically evil, which is not the case, Stu. So where we're seeing right now in this conversation is, and you made mention, I think it's really important to realize this, is that, yes, the church has had to deal with a lot of sex abuse cover-up, sex abuse, and sexual just scandals that have happened in the last decade, and sadly the church has said that it would be transparent, and it has not. So I feel that when it comes to issues of sexuality, we're not leaning on John Paul II's love and responsibility and the dignity of the human being, but we're seeing a lot of people now leaning towards more of the ideological bent and excusing that by saying the church hasn't been transparent, and so the church is hypocritical.
How hard can the church's stance be? In other words, how far can they take it? Can't they accept and love the sinner and vehemently reject the sin?
Yes, that's what the church does. And sadly, we have, like I said, some ideological commentators, people who often are looking for a way to be able to reach those who are intrinsically set on their identity being sexual. They think the best way of going about reaching those individuals is to kind of blur the lines when the church has made it very clear. And this Pope has made it very clear, where many people in the ideological left would say this, that this Pope has been very much a friend to the LGBTQ plus, you know, all those other those other acronyms, communities. But in case, the Pope has been very, very direct in his stances on the human dignity of every individual. But the fact that certain choices that individuals make, i.e. to act upon sexual sin, whether it's someone who's acting on sexual sin outside of marriage, and it be heterosexual or within the different acronyms we want to throw out, the Pope has been very clear that intrinsically it is evil to do so, and the church is against it.
Still. So you're the Rome correspondent for the Daily Wire. You have a press credential from the Vatican. To what does the Vatican, to your knowledge, attribute to the explosion of this transgender, phenomenon inside of virtually every aspect of our lives?
Ooh, a good question, Stu. You know, honestly, This goes to many individuals claiming authority in the church, and some of them legitimately. We see, in fact, in Germany right now, what could be considered a de facto schism by the German synod, the German Synod of Bishops, who have come out and who have confirmed gay marriage, gay unions, by saying that we can bless those, when the Pope himself has said that cannot take place. So when there is no action by the Pope to punish such leaders, we end up seeing this hypocrisy come out. Say one thing, do another. And that's not the tradition of the Catholic Church. In fact, we see in the history of the church, there has been, even to the point of Inquisition, when it comes to, the hard line of the Catholic Church on teachings of the faith and morals. So we are seeing what we think is a group of individuals, many of them formed during, the sexual revolution, who are now in charge of the church in Rome. Many of them have taken this approach of, we need to love the sinner, which means to ignore the sin, which is not the case in the history of the church. So right now there's a lot. And then you have to also add to the fact that the world has taken a turn to rejecting truth, and to do so, and it means to reject reality. And when you reject reality, then everything goes. Everything is insane. And so we are seeing this movement towards my truth, subjective truth and whatnot, instead of objective truth and his name being Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely live in a post-truth world. And the reality is, when you drive around, no matter what community you're in, you see churches erecting a gay pride flag all over the place. Is this the rise of lukewarm Christians who are just tolerant of the sin? I mean, I see it as a promotion of sin.
Well, I mean, the gay pride flag has absconded with the image of the rainbow, which was the image that God gave traditionally to Noah after he wiped out the earth because of sin. So I think it is interesting right now, the juxtaposition between the history of Christianity and in particular, really the attack against Christianity, and in particular Catholicism, which I think does kind of point to the fact when individuals in these movements are particularly focused on the Catholic Church, as we've seen in many of the recent, actives, including, you mentioned the Dodgers. This group that they have invited back are dressing up as religious nuns. There are not many other denominations that have consecrated virgins. And so the fact that they are mocking that in such a horrific way is such an offense to us, because these women who consecrate themselves to Christ for love of the church are being mocked. And so I think it's really interesting. There's a lot of absconding. It's a lot of just appropriation of Christianity in order to promote the anti-Christian, yeah. Stu.
Well, we appreciate you being here. And if you want more of Bree's work, BreeDale.com. That's D-A-I-L, BreeDale.com. We really thank you for your time today. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you as well.
You know, it's worth mentioning, as a matter of fact, we would be derelict in our mission if we did not inform you that Pope Francis has openly said that homosexuality is not a crime. But in fact, homosexual acts are a crime in something like 14 of our United States. Bergoglio, now 10 years into his role as Pope Francis, has famously stated, "Who am I to judge?" Echoing a very famous and misapplied construct used by atheists and Gnostic Christians against traditional Christians and Catholics by conflating sin with the eternal judgment of a person's soul. Bergoglio's openness to situational ethics was even a problem for New York Times writer Ross Douthat. Now, conservative Catholics, serious people, have openly accused Francis or Bergoglio of abusing the church. Conservatives have called out Francis's absurd whitewash of Islam and have also spotlighted his relentless drive to accommodate sexual immorality in the church. Also, the Daily Wire itself has promoted homosexuals and continues to do so. We have to acknowledge it's this kind of weakness on these key issues that has brought us to the point where the LA Dodgers host a group that enacts a twerking ceremony with Jesus in effigy on the cross. We'll be right back. Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Welcome back. So we give a huge amount, probably way too much, power and trust to our police in America. They can spy on us. They do all the time. They can stop and jump out and arrest us at just about any time that they want to, just throw us in jail. Then they can testify against us, and their word will almost always be trusted by a jury. Also, naturally, if they choose to plant evidence on someone, odds are good that they'll get away with it. So the system obviously can only work if its agents and officers are trustworthy and elevated above politics. But are they? Well, no, of course not. We know this from January 6th and the bogus Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case that the FBI cannot be trusted. It's actually openly at war with the American people. But this goes back a lot longer than just the last few years. A lot of people know about Waco and Ruby Ridge back in the 90s, also examples of the FBI going to war against ordinary Americans. But it also goes back even further than that, and it's not just ordinary civilians who are in danger. No, even the FBI's own agents can be destroyed by the deep state machine and its political agenda. Nobody understands that as well as Joseph Okapinti. Decades ago, Joseph distinguished himself as one of the most decorated police officers in American history. Okapinti was an agent with the U.S. Immigration and Naturalization Service and became one of the world's foremost experts on international smuggling and the ethnic gangs that engage in it. Well, in 1979, Joseph worked deep undercover, infiltrating a major Dominican drug cartel, leading to one of the largest cocaine seizures ever in U.S. history. In 1983, Joseph became the youngest agent ever to be promoted to chief of the New York City Anti-Smuggling Unit. As the top anti-smuggling cop in New York, Joseph developed a plan, Operation Bodega. That plan was to break the back of various criminal small businesses that ethnic gangs use to launder their money and conceal crimes like gambling and drug smuggling and bootlegging. Well, during the operation, Joseph discovered, among other things, an active effort to import slaves into the United States from China. Joseph deserved to be a national hero for his efforts. Instead, he became a target for the large pro-crime, pro-anarchy, anti-police, anti-American faction of the U.S. government. The 80s equivalent of the Defund the Police parasites made Joseph into a villain, accusing him of making illegal searches of small businesses. They made up wild lies about Joseph personally pocketing the proceeds of his gambling bus. In short, Joseph was framed and convicted and sent to prison. And if you can believe it, a middle-aged Robert Mueller was involved in the whole thing. But the outcry was so harsh that President George H.W. Bush commuted Joseph's sentence before leaving office in 1993. He had to wait, however, until 2020 under President Trump to receive the full pardon that he deserved, well-deserved. Thanks to President Trump, Joseph finally got what he deserves, to be a cop with a spotless record with 76 total commendations over the course of his career, including three from attorneys general. In 1995, after getting his commutation and retiring from active police work, Joe established the National Police Defense Foundation, where he's the executive director. Joseph helps to expose the many, many unjust media crusades against good cops, and he also fights to bring those who shoot and kill police officers to justice. And he joins us now. Joseph Okapinti, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Stu, it was my pleasure. My case is never expect joining law enforcement, having an unblemished record, the mere fact to take on a drug cartel, a politically powerful drug cartel that was implicated in a murder of a New York City police officer in 1988 would make me the target of the Justice Department. What happened was, during the course of the homicide investigation into the police officer, I identified a Dominican drug cartel. And when we learned that they were using these bodegas to facilitate organized crime activities, I started a multi-agency task force with the support of my headquarters. And we were successful. We were getting tremendous arrests, seizures. We were really accomplishing what the whole goal of the task force was. But I may have been naive at the time to ever believe the political power possessed by foreign drug lords in the United States. We see it today on the southern border, the power of the Mexican cartels and how they control drug smuggling and human trafficking. Well, apparently I stepped on toes. During the course of the investigation, a police informant who worked for a law firm that was inside counsel for the drug cartel had to devise a way to get me out of the picture. They know I was incorruptible, so they decided to frame me on federal civil rights. When most people hear of federal civil rights, they think of police brutality, racial bias, corruption. No, in my case, the bad guys, all of who was associated with the Federation, which was a front for the Dominican drug cartel, said that they didn't properly understand the consent to search form they signed, which was on a government document, as well as I speak Spanish fluently. Nevertheless, the Federation lobbied with the mayor of the city of New York, saying that we had to be investigated by the Justice Department.
Where does all this power come from? How are these cartels and gang members and crime rings able to hold sway over those that are allegedly elected or appointed with the responsibility to protect Americans against, you know, the opioid introduction, fentanyl, rape, murder? I mean, how do they gain this power over our bureaucrats and law enforcement heads?
Well, in several ways. In my particular case, the Federation posing as a legitimate organization, which was proven to be false, that they were the front for the cartel, basically made donations to elected officials. I'm not saying that they knowingly accepted donations for their campaigns, realizing it was drug proceeds, but they also are taking advantage of the anti-police atmosphere. And back then, like we see today, they defunded law enforcement, More importantly, they tied the hands of immigration officials. The mere fact I was an immigration official in itself is politically incorrect. So when the mayor of New York heard immigration, he wanted to cater to the immigrant community that was growing. So that, based upon the relationship, the donations that he received, he was able to convince the Justice Department. But there was another issue in my case that was exposed. During the course of the investigation, I exposed evidence that certain federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York were attending drug and sex parties being funded by the cartel. Now, at first, I didn't believe it. I said, that's absurd. I was a federal agent for 22 years. There's no way federal prosecutors. But I was wrong. First of all, the informant was willing to wear a wire, go in, and actually capture on tape these inculpatory statements showing the connection between these alleged sex drug parties with certain federal prosecutors. But I did not know at the time that a year earlier, when I brought the case, it was called Project Esquire, to the attention of the chief of the Southern District of New York, they told me, leave it alone. I said, what do you mean? Leave it alone, because if this informant works in a law firm, she's covered by client attorney privilege. I said, no. If you're engaged in drug trafficking, there's no attorney-client privilege. But I pushed it. And what happened was I was bringing to them a potential scandal, because the year prior, the FBI arrested a federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York for stealing cocaine. So here comes Joe Acapinti pissing off, the Southern District of New York at the same time that the mayor was considering me violating the rights of these law-abiding merchants. And thus, I became the sole defendant in this alleged conspiracy. There were 50 agents from different federal and state law enforcement agencies that were present on these searches. But it was what it was, and I call it politics. I call it working for a politically incorrect organization, and also the political power possessed by drug lords. But you know something? It wasn't only that. Even while I was sent to a maximum security jail, they didn't segregate me. They put me into the general prison population with the same Dominicans I was investigating. There was no way, by all rights, I was supposed to get out.
Yeah, they wanted you dead.
Absolutely.
They didn't want you to be able to talk. Dead people don't testify very well.
But there were other alleged situations that I learned post-conviction, was that these crime syndicates oftentimes are protected by the intelligence community. And there are documentation to prove it.
That's because the intelligence community is participating in orchestrating and implementing and carrying out the smuggling of these deadly drugs and human trafficking and sex trafficking. They are complicit in helping. They are the bad actors that are responsible for all of this taking place in our country. And this isn't something that's new over just the last couple of years. The invasion at our border is not new, as, you know, well explained by you. I mean, decades ago, elected officials were ignoring illegal immigration because they wanted illegal immigration. They wanted the immigrant communities in here. This white replacement, great replacement has been happening here for a long time. What are the deep-seated motivations of that?
Well, the thing that caught my attention, because I always avoided, you know, oftentimes people hear conspiracies and CIA and they say, he's a nut job. So I kind of backed away. However, post-conviction, I had agents from different federal agencies come forward and tell me that the same thing happened to them, that they were ordered by the Justice Department to terminate their investigations. And I even attempted to testify before Congress And it never materialized. Never materialized. Because they realized I had the evidence. I had the credibility. But fortunately enough, and thank God, I got the entire support of the American public. Several news Pulitzer Prize journalists who exposed police corruption did in-depth investigations that proved I was set up. For example, Inside Edition went undercover, went into those very same bodegas, captured those same complainants whose testimony had me convicted, and caught them engaged in ongoing criminal activity. And in one case, they actually admitted on tape in front of the American public that they perjured themselves and put a federal agent in jail. But you know, it was a dilemma. Everyone knew I got set up. But on one hand, the American public is being told that the administration is winning on the war on drugs. How do they accomplish that campaign when they have to admit that a highly decorated federal agent was sent to jail? I was the first time in American history that any law enforcement officer was sent to prison on an allegation of an unlawful search and seizure. No acts of police brutality, racial bias, or corruption. And as a result of that, law enforcement was intimidated and stopped drug interdiction because they rely on warrantless searches such as consent searches.
Well, you know, the same thing is happening right now on an escalated, right out in the wide open, unhidden manner. The hubris of these people with the defund the police movement right now has cops sitting underneath shade trees by a stop sign in some of the most violent neighborhoods across America, completely ignoring gangbangers with guns that are visible, afraid to jump out on them. And who could blame them? Why would they jump out on them to risk a use of force situation when even in the most justifiable circumstance of that use of force, they are criminalized, they are sent to prison, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are burning their house down. They're losing everything that they've ever worked hard to earn and save. Their families are broken apart. Their children grow up without a mother or a father who was serving in law enforcement. This is a communist overtaking of America, and this has been the long game, as well depicted by you. You are a national hero and a treasure, Joe Okapinti. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
What a hero. In a sea of corruption, we have to appreciate and honor cops like Joseph Okapinti, who, by the way, has a book out. You should read it. It's called Framed, I Never Stood a Chance. You can get it anywhere where books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, if you like Jeff Bezos. Or you can get a signed copy by calling 888-SAFE-COP. Again, that's 888-SAFE-COP. Go nowhere. We'll be right back. If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp, and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STU for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com. So we've talked on this show for 2 years now about the COVID shots and the injuries and the deaths that they're causing. But, you know, now there's another dimension to this threat that has to be talked about, and that's the impact that these shots could have on tens of millions of babies born to injected parents, possibly even the babies that those babies will have decades from now. We could have good reason to think that these shots are impacting fertility. Of course, we've proven that, whether it's by keeping men from producing healthy sperm or by inducing miscarriages in women. And then there's the impact on babies themselves. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. In the UK, babies are developing clusters of myocarditis out of nowhere. What else could possibly be doing that? Like never seen before, clusters of babies are just being born with myocarditis and heart problems. Dr. Judy Mikovits is the former medical researcher who literally coined the plandemic term for COVID 3 years ago. She's been battling COVID tyranny ever since. She's become a close friend of mine and of this show, and she joins us now. Judy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Good to see you again, Stu.
What are we going to see in our babies?
Well, unfortunately, we've been seeing this in our babies for 40 years unchecked. So you just said clusters of myocarditis out of nowhere. It's not out of nowhere. It's from 4 decades of contaminated vaccines, contaminated with synthetic mouse, monkey manufactured, cow, pig, aborted fetal mRNA. Yes, it's not the first time we've had mRNA shots, but the synthetic ones with the capital mRNA, which is not of God, which is neither monkey, mouse, cow, all of that is God when you put a messenger RNA. So what we're seeing now is the targeted murder I don't even know what else to say about it. That's what COVID-19 was. Premeditated murder of everybody you set up. You're exactly right. It's 4 generations, transgenerational. That's the epigenetics of it. That was my PhD work in 1991 through 1999. All of this is solved. All of it is solved. And we know that God wins. And all we need to do is turn back to God. Yes, this isn't out of nowhere. They've been doing it for 40 years. COVID-19 was premeditated murder. And every booster puts a different, let's put a little Lyme disease in the spike protein and kill all the people who already have Lyme disease or immune. Reactivate the latent poison. Reactivate and kill. Add glyphosate. You know, the UK knew about the myalgic encephalomyelitis, inflammation of the brain and the spinal cord. That's, they just called them crazy. They just called it chronic fatigue syndrome here in this country. They knew that was associated with certain genetic susceptibilities. It's called SCN4A, a channel that conducts sodium chloride channel in the brain. Well, in the heart, it's called SCN5A. And at the heart of it all is the CD16-14 monocyte macrophage, which was the heart of my PhD thesis. Which organ system? How do we target the drugs? How do we store latency and stop the inflammation and the destruction of the tissues? It's actually simple, God-given science. And we can cure it if we end the cult of scientism that is worldwide in this transhumanism movement.
So if this is something that has been planned or going on for 40 years, what explanation is there for the recent explosion in myocarditis in babies, for example?
The synthetic spike protein, the force mandates, the booster, as we said before, just, you know, they hit who they wanted to hit and cause the explosion in the various diseases, whether it's myocarditis or cancer.
They didn't just say it was okay for, they didn't just suggest or lightly recommend. They actually launched a targeted campaign and pressured pregnant women to take these shots.
Correct. And particularly pregnant medical professionals, doctors and nurses, even got my own niece, who was born the day I submitted my PhD thesis in 1991 and is now a doctor and her husband and just had a baby born. And I guarantee you, not known. We can't do this anymore. We're murdering our kids. And you know what my sister told me? She had to, Judy. She's a doctor. This is beyond crimes against humanity.
My God.
Yeah. We're all living it. And we alone can stop it. And that's no more. No more funding, no more any of them. Shut it down right now. All of NIH, all of FDA, all of CDC, and any part of Congress that is perpetrating this crime.
They all are. They all are by being completely silent. And these stupid dog and pony show sham hearings being held by Senator Ron Johnson, everybody elevating him as some kind of a hero for talking about it. He's got Dr. Robert Malone sitting right next to him, all up in his ear, feeding him misinformation. He's got people all over the place feeding him misinformation. I don't know if his intentions are good or not. I'm not here to judge the heart of another man, but I can certainly say that based on the political motivations of others that are surrounding him, the thing ended up going nowhere. It was a complete big nothing burger. If you look across the United States Congress, not one person. You look at President Donald Trump, guess who's still vehemently, fervently pushing these bioweapon injections, saying, go get your booster. I just got mine. He was right on Bill O'Reilly saying that. We have all of the people who have been elevated, where the spirit of idolatry is just prevalent and running rampant in this country. People will worship these people no matter what they say, no matter how many people die as a result of the sway that they have over people, then telling them to go do something, people will get on their knees and worship these people. And that is why we have a Congress that's completely out of control. It's why we have a fake military that won't even perform its absolute duty to protect our borders. It's why we're sending $140 billion over to Ukraine to prop up a fake oligarchy that wasn't even a country until 1991. It's a construct. Our whole government is a construct. The idea of voting and elections is rigged and fake and gay. That's why they're able to get away with mass murder right out in the wide open, because you know what? People are cowards. They are afraid to admit that they have been duped. That's what we have going on in this country right now. What about us? What about us? What about those of us who have rejected this thing from the very beginning? We knew that something was just completely demonic about this. We stayed away. We worked hard despite all of the pressure, all of the coercion, all of the mandates, losing our jobs, all of these things. We rejected the shots. We remained uninjected. What is the threat to us and how do we escape it?
Well, you know what the threat is to us. And now they're coming after us. They told you that. They always have. They put them in the skies. Bioweapons. Oh, you get a fake rainbow where I could put a magnifying glass under the geoengineering rainbow in Ventura and burn grass, wet grass, not dry paper. So they're targeting, as Lee Merritt showed you, targeting these poisons. Yeah, they're viruses. That the word means poison. And they sequence them and they change the electricity of our body and they cause it and they target the inflammation. They know exactly the cells. 1991 is the key. We showed them all of that and we keep showing them all of it and we have the cures. We always did. We had the patents. We can prove every bit of it. It's in the freezers. It's the last chapter of Plague of Corruption that Bobby Kennedy, the one who does have courage, and Mike Hugo, the attorney who wrote the Vaccine Injury Court, who wrote National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program Law with Barbara Lowe Fisher in 1984, Ronald Reagan, 1986. 1991, you mentioned Ukraine. That's the key year. That's the year I defended my PhD thesis. And the ban played on. And the ban played on. They showed you what they were going to do since 1991. It's all in the press. We've got all the tests. We've got all the cures. We've got all the monoclonal antibodies. We've got all the therapeutics. We don't need to repurpose anything. We know exactly how it works. And all the American people need to do is say no more and get rid of all the bad actors. Hey, it started with William Posey of Florida in 2014. He could have taken William Thompson in the 1,000 pages of documents and stopped it right then. And what did he do? Oh, Obama had a little game with Tony Fauci where they sent deadly Ebola straight from Fort Detrick, just like they sent SARS-CoV-2 straight from Fort Detrick to Wuhan. They even created the lab to have the water right out in front so we could poison the water supply. Where Mike Hugo did a lawsuit around 2015 with 22 different kinds of cancer. in houses on Military Lane outside of Fort Detrick. Yeah, they've been experimenting on us, the scientists, the doctors, and the lawyers. But see me, I'm infected with all of it. I'm loaded with all of it. And I know how to stay well. We've written the patents. We've written it according to God. We've done everything we can. And all the people need to do is wake up and turn around. You mentioned Robert Malone. You know, I don't care who the doctor is. If you're not willing to be reeducated, if you keep pushing supplements, poison, repurpose, natokinase creates D-dimers. Get a clue, people. Learn how to do it. Learn what you're saying. Use the words. You know, anybody that files a lawsuit is not of God. It's easy to show these bad actors. It's easy. Rand Paul, you've been doing the same game in Congress. Tony Fauci's been lying since 1986 to then President Ronald Reagan. When's it going to stop? That's the problem. Clean house everywhere. But you know that's never going to happen because who controls our country? Big Pharma. Why do I have to watch TV and say, oh, Bobby Kennedy will never get the nomination? Why not? We, the people, will vote for him. Yeah, we will. Every one of us, Republican or Democrat. We'll just switch parties because you created that fraud. Yeah, we can clean up our elections. Vote for Bobby Kennedy for the Democratic nomination. And then it doesn't matter. And then we'll all switch and vote for whoever on the Republican nomination.
Yeah, I mean, if anything at all, what RFK Jr. can do, and you mentioned his courage. He is, we have acknowledged on this program many times that although we have a lot of arguments with him just because he's a liberal and his abortion stance and things like this, I mean, of course, we have our differences. But on this topic, he is the foremost leader in bringing this to the national platform. He now has an increased national platform as a presidential candidate, and he can move that Overton window. He can look right at Donald Trump and say, why are you continuing to push a deadly kill shot? We wish that he would take it all the way and call it what it is, a bioweapon, a weapon of biowarfare. Hopefully he will see that and do that, because that's exactly what these things are.
He knows that, but he's a man who very carefully measures his word. I can't tell you that forward of the book, Plague of Corruption, all he had to see was, you know, all he had to see was the last chapter. And he was very kind. He said, Judy, there's something missing. And as this was 2019 in the summer before that book came out, April 14th of 2020, before pandemic. Why did they hold it? Why
I mean, we have a government that actually lit vinyl chloride on fire right next to the Ohio River, knowing exactly what it was that was going to happen, going into our water supply. We have a government who hasn't said a damn word about 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate, the same substance used, by the way, in the Oklahoma City bombing, disappearing from a train or being stolen from a train. How does somebody steal 60,000 pounds of something? They don't. They don't. Your government is getting ready to blow up Americans and then blame it on someone else to activate the military-industrial complex and go to war with some group of people, whether it's some extremist Muslim group in some Stan country, or blame Russia for it, or even worse yet and more likely, blame some group of Trump-supporting Americans or MAGA Republicans or patriots or white supremacists or racists or bigots. All of the above. The fact is your government is out of control. It's a murderous corporate crime syndicate, and it's targeting you. Period.
Correct. And we are no longer one nation under God. So the reason I say Bobby Kennedy is that's an environmental lawyer for his entire life who's done everything to clean up our environment. We have Stephanie Sennett. We have Dr. David Lewis, Science for Sale. We have the glyphosate. He can change everything, you know, and so can Hugo. They can end that 1986 law. They can restore liability. They can restore our government. They've given up everything and proven they can't be bought. And the same can be said for Trump. He's proven he can't be bought, but he still doesn't know. And people don't know what they don't know. And our president shouldn't be lied to by the likes of Fauci and even Ron Johnson or these senators. They shouldn't be allowed to be lied to by the, they should march these guys out and shoot them with the first lie. That's biblical.
You know, I disagree. I think he has to know at this point. There's way too much information readily available on these shots and what they have done. He has to know now. So what is it? Why does he continue to say that you should go get it, that his shots saved millions of lives? He calls them his shots. He says he brought the shots.
I don't know. The man never talked to me.
Yeah.
And well, never will, because he doesn't want to know.
When you're talking, you're not doing a whole lot of listening and learning. And I think that he needs to be opening his ears to the people who are bringing the truthful information about these shots. and doing it in a manner that is non-political and completely unafraid. I don't care who the hell I'm talking to. We need to go coast to coast, sweeping across this entire nation, seizing the stockpiles of every single one of these vials, of every one of these vaccines, burning them, completely destroying, incinerate them, and arresting and bringing to justice and sentencing those responsible for ushering them in. They have unleashed open warfare against Americans, killing babies, and they knew it. It was all premeditated. I've got about a minute left here, and I want to give you the final words, Judy.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And the one thing, it's censorship. You've been the most gracious to talk to me. No, you know, nobody will listen to me. I've made that hard drive that I gave to the FBI, to the DOJ, to Jason Savage, sitting in his office in the Senate, along with Bobby Kennedy, along with Del Bigtree, on March 31st, 2017, when all of us doctors did a press conference and went to Washington, every one of us, half of whom are dead now. We did the best we could. We don't know what else to do. Nobody will listen. We're being censored.
Take it all to the cross. Put all your trust in God.
I do.
Follow Jesus Christ.
I do.
I know you do. Thank you for being such a tremendous friend to myself personally and to this program. And thank you for being here today. We appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com. You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Here's some news for gun owners that you may not know. Millions of concealed carrying gun owners have made a huge mistake with their holster. Sadly, their holster is so uncomfortable that they just stopped using it altogether, meaning that their quest to defend themselves or others fails at the start. That's why Vanish Holsters is quickly becoming one of the most popular holsters in America. Thousands of customers say it's the most comfortable holster that they've ever used. And when you get one, you'll never stop carrying. This holster also saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns, works without a tactical belt, lets you carry in multiple positions, and carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, is that because you are a supporter of this show, you can get it for $50 off. Just go to vnsh.com/stew, vnsh.com/stew, to see if your gun will work with one of these Vanish holsters and activate your discount today. Normally $130, you'll get a steal of a show for the Stu Peters Show supporters. Go to vnsh.com/stew today to claim your $50 discount on Vanish holsters. Welcome back. So all week we have been discussing the unexpected, tragic, sudden, and suspicious death of Dr. Rashid Batar. Now, Dr. Batar was one of the loudest voices against the bioweapon COVID shots that have been falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines and pushed on you by a murderous media and a murderous regime. But now he's died in a manner very similar to the vaccinated who are dropping dead, dying suddenly. We know with 100% certainty that Dr. Batar wasn't vaccinated, though. So what was it that could have ended his life so prematurely? One theory is that Dr. Batar was poisoned. He himself said that he suspected poison after he made an appearance on CNN, shortly before his death. But there is another theory out there, one that we've discussed on this show before. We were called conspiracy theorists for talking about it. It's in Pfizer's own documents, and that's vaccine shedding. It's not a conspiracy. If you live any kind of public life in America, if you ever fly on a plane or travel on a train or go to a concert, if you visit any large store, if you attend church that had a fake pastor or a false teacher that was telling you, be more like Jesus and go and get vaccinated. What about your kids in school, all the teachers that were coerced into taking these shots? What about grandma and grandpa that live in Boosterville, California? See, all of these things are going to mean being around vaccinated people, potentially for a long time. Over 5 billion people were injected with a weapon of biowarfare. And being around the vaccinated simply means people shedding spike proteins. They've been injected with a poison. Their body is excreting it. In the video where he suggested that he had been poisoned, Dr. Batar mentioned getting over 200 times what's in the vaccine. People assume that he may have been referring to the venom theory that he favored for COVID, but could he have been referring to spike proteins from vaccine shedding instead? Dr. Jen Vandewater is with the Wellness Company. She's an expert on the vaccine spike proteins. If anyone can explain how vaccine shedding can get so bad that it mimics the effects of the vaccination itself, it's her. She joins us now, Dr. Jen Vandewater. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Stu. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so it's no secret that Big Pharma, combined with the murderous Western medicine that's been hijacked, is now the medical industrial complex, the poison-pushing fake doctors, they've created a hellscape in America and across the face of the planet. But the Wellness Company has plans to help people actually regain their medical sovereignty. In other words, it's a freedom from pharma or a one wellness plan. What does that look like exactly?
Sure. Well, it's kind of funny talking freedom from pharma from someone who comes from that industry as a doctor of pharmacy and a licensed pharmacist. But what I saw in practice actually concerned me for people. You know, I actually call myself the people's pharmacist because I answer to the people, not to Big Pharma. And what I saw was overprescribing. What I saw was people living unhealthier, not having quality of life, which is all what we're taught in pharmacy college takes place when you are on pharmaceuticals. So I wasn't seeing that. And so I'm excited to be part of the Wellness Company where we can help people be free from Big Pharma. And what that looks like at the Wellness Company is we have other wellness pharmacists like myself who start the initial consult with the patient. They'll say, hey, let's look over your med history. Let's look over your prescription history. What are you using for supplements? What brand of supplements are you using? What's your lifestyle like? What's your food choices like? And through breaking it down as kind of a wellness coach, you know, and a health guide, the patient's able to look at their body as a whole. Which in the Big Pharma and big medicine industry, it's not, we're compartmentalized. We're not looked at as head to toe as a whole.
That's the way that medicine was designed to be. I mean, that's why doctors go to school for as long as they do. They are actually like expected and in many cases required to research what could be causing the symptoms that a patient presents with and then individually treat that patient. But now we're in the days of, nope, you're presenting with these symptoms. That means that you have this based on this faulty or fraudulent, completely fraudulent test for this virus that's never been isolated. And so now we're going to go here to our Epic machines, which is downloading this AI program from the NIH and NIAID. You need remdesivir and a ventilator. I mean, they're like zombies with stethoscopes and lab coats, but we've been programmed to trust that they have our best interests and our health as their number one priority. It's just not the case.
No, and they're not realizing that. It is through the programming and the indoctrination of the colleges out there that have set these providers and these care professionals into that mindset where they really think they're doing something good.
So what do you think it is, though, that forces these highly educated people? So you're saying that they don't know. Well, then you have programs like this one, The Stu Peters Show, which is, the number one alternative media show by far, and probably the biggest threat and the biggest voice against the deep state and this murderous regime every single day. But these doctors will look at a program like mine and they'll say, this guy is a whacked out conspiracy theorist. No, I can look right at the studies that he's presenting on his screen. I can look right at the research and the graphs and the data and all of that and still say, no, he's out of his mind. So why can't they see it? And what made you see it?
Well, I call it divine intervention. I call it my faith. To be totally honest with you, Stu, I had throughout my entire career God moments. I call them where I stopped and saw things and questioned, but people around me weren't seeing the same things I was seeing. So I believe that God had a purpose and a plan for me to be at this exact moment where I'm at today to truly help people. And I feel that other people, maybe they are lacking some divine guidance, but there's also a cognitive dissonance. When you believe in something for so long, it shatters your world to actually realize you've been lied to, and lied to such an extreme. You've committed thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to a program, to be indoctrinated, coming out thinking you're there to help people, and now you're shocked and you don't want to be proven wrong.
Right.
I really never looked at my career as that. I looked at my career as I wanted to be involved in the community as a community pharmacist, being on the front lines, helping people. And with the wellness company, we're doing that in a virtual way right now, where people can come in, meet with their pharmacist, and then hopefully get guided to their provider, where their provider can help them deprescribe off of unnecessary pharmaceuticals.
By the way, that website is heroicdoctors.com. We wish there would be more hero doctors like yourself. And we pray that a lot of them have the God moments that you were, you know, describing. Because aside from realizing the hundreds of thousands of dollars that you committed to an education and maybe throwing that away, what about the thousands of deaths that you may have caused? You know, what about the, you know, the lifelong adverse reactions that you're causing in kids with this ridiculous 72-shot vaccination schedule that's now recommended by the CDC before a child is 18 years old? I mean, there's so much more at stake here than just money and an education and a degree. It's actual humanity. And, you know, this was Dr. Zev Zelenko's dream, was to carry this out. It's now being carried out. The wellness company, again, heroicdoctors.com. We just pray that more will come to it. HeroicDoctors.com, take back your medical sovereignty. Get your freedom from pharma. Dr. Jen Vandewater, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless you too.
Now, when you go to HeroicDoctors.com, look for a program called One Wellness. This is an all-inclusive access to freedom from pharma, along with up to 10 natural supplements every month for free. 10 free natural supplements every month. This includes unlimited provider visits as well. Also, coming soon, any pharmaceuticals will be included, 100% free of charge. So if you're on a blood pressure medication, for example, that you'll still require, no problem. It's all included for free. Can your insurance plan say the same? For $200 a month, unlimited provider visits, 10 free supplements every month, all your pharmaceuticals included. Does your medical coverage compete with that? No, of course not. How could it? Would your poison-pushing fake doctor ever suggest natural formulas to combat spike proteins? Well, no. So, of course, your insurance wouldn't cover it either. Check out the One Wellness program, again, at heroicdoctors.com. We'll be right back.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the wellness company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the wellness company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place, and then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. So listen, family. You heard Dr. Judy Mikovits. We don't have time anymore. We are being actively murdered and poisoned. Actively killed. Your neighbors and your friends and your family, your children, targeted for murder and being killed. We have to say no right now. We have to stand up and be loud and brave and courageous. We have to say the truth no matter how persecuted we might be. We have to do different than what the masses are doing. What was the percentage of people that got on the ARC? If your kid's a baseball player, for example, he hits better than the rest of them on his baseball team. The rest of his baseball team is at home playing Fortnite. Your son is in the batting cage or playing soft toss with you in the yard. Ask your son, why are you the better hitter? Because you're doing what most don't dare to do, which is put in the effort, put in the work, be brave, be courageous, have a good work ethic. Be strong when everyone else is weak, when they're tired. Go the extra mile. When you're exhausted, continue to push yourself. Do not let any of your friends or your neighbors or your family or, you know, the fellow members of your church congregation or the lady at the supermarket subject themselves to this poison anymore. Be brave and tell them exactly what this is. Allow them to call you the names that we have been called here for 2 years. We can't be the only ones saying this stuff. You have to share this stuff. Grab these segments and push them online. Be a family together, united, united. Together, all of us, we can do this together, in Jesus' name. Make sure to visit the man who has made all of this possible from the very beginning. That's Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management. He is the one that allowed us to walk away from our previous jobs and start this Stu Peters Network. It's absolutely amazing. Divine intervention, supernatural. Only God can do this. But he made it physically, financially possible for me to leave bounty hunting, arresting bad guys wanted for rape and murder, and now investigate a higher level criminal. And we will bring them to justice as well. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Go to CortezWM.com. Secure your appointment to discuss your financial future and your investments. CortezWM.com. We will be back here tomorrow in the same time, our new time, 8 p.m. Eastern, and in the same place. Until then, God bless you.